We got more coming right now. There's more coming. We're gonna get a little sort of a session going here. A bit of a session. A session that will feature the rhythm section.
There you go, man. Turn the mics up. That would help a ride. Welcome to CCN. CCN? Did I get that right?
Yeah.
Almost had to redo that whole thing. Welcome to CCN, December 2014. I'm your host, Chris Cresswell, hanging out with Drew Cogburn and Drew.
What up, dude?
How's it going, dude?
It's going.
We're recording a bonus episode for the week. Hey, just because it's the holidays and, you know, people are drinking that punch, hanging out with the family members they don't like, and doing all those holiday type things doesn't mean we're not still cranking out the content for you guys. Here we go. We're doing a CCN for this month, and this month's CCN is a year in review. We're gonna see what's going on.
You mean what happened?
What's happened? What's going on? And we'll look maybe a little to the future along the way. But it's a year in review for 2014. If you want the movie stuff, episode 102 we just put out this past weekend with special guest Soul Brother Kevin from the SBK Live Show. That was our Christmas episode. Good times. Merry Christmas, Drew.
Merry Christmas.
And episode 103 is going to be this weekend. Looking forward to that one, guys. We're going to have a lot to talk about when that comes around, movie-wise. But this is not, we're not talking movies. Movies may come up here or there. But for the most part, we're not talking about movies. Like I said, it's the year in review. And, I mean, it's been kind of a crazy year. The year started a little slow, I thought. But then it got kind of wild. Got kind of crazy.
Yeah, there was that lull in the beginning of the year where there was not really much going on news-wise
right,
or anything-wise, and then it all got pretty crazy.
It seemed that way. It definitely seemed that way.
We'll continue to stay that way.
We'll see if that's just our perception of the way things have been, or if it really was the case. I guess we'll get a taste of that now as we go through and we start from the beginning. Might as well just go ahead and just jump right into it. I don't even know at this point what else we're waiting for. You know what I mean? Let's see. Let's just pick one of these at random here. Also, want to get started with a good drop, just so we know that this thing's working. You know which one I like? The good old Inception. Wham! That's not even the right one.
Whatever. Close enough.
I have a timeline of notable U.S. events. And followed up with a timeline of notable international events, which happens to involve the U.S. here and there.
Okay.
And also got a list of 25 people who died this year. We can actually add one to the list as of today.
Only 25 people died?
No.
That was it?
I'm giving you the top 25 notable deaths of 2015, 2014, 2015. I'm going to predict who dies next year. Number one with the bullet, Miley Cyrus. No, she'll be fine.
Number two with a box cutter, Chris Crespo.
Hey, I thought we got rid of that thing. God damn it. That's fucking box cutter. Pretty much the top 25 most notable deaths of the year. But that's obviously, depending on who you talk to, that's kind of a tongue-in-cheek thing. How do you quantify a person's importance as they die compared to other people? That's just sad. It's like,
if you really want to, you could take their accomplishments and, you know, put them on a graph.
Put it all on a long,
who made a bigger impact.
Put it all on a long enough timeline, dude.
Well, yeah.
And then none of it matters.
On a long enough timeline, it's all nothing.
All of it is nothing.
And it all was nothing.
Correct.
And it will forever be nothing.
Correct. So why are certain deaths more horrible than others, you know? In the long
Because they're scheme, more important.
In the now, more important today, maybe tomorrow, maybe they're more important for next week or two, maybe next month, year,
or depending,
couple decades,
maybe their death could make them more important.
That's happened.
And they really were.
That's happened. James Dean, Heath Ledger, right, with actors, musicians.
Kurt Cobain.
Anyone who died at the age
Tupac.
Of 27.
Biggie.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, they were good.
Jimi Hendrix, Jim Morrison, you know, Janis Joplin.
We never got to watch their careers sizzle and watch them become crazy old rock stars and rappers.
We never got to watch them fade away.
Exactly. Because let me tell you, that can be really ugly sometimes.
The train wreck.
Oh, man.
The long, slow train wreck.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could be bad. For sure. Get that out of the way. All right, well, we'll get to the dead people later. And also, I asked you, Drew, to help out a little bit. Did you get the what I asked?
Yeah, yeah.
What did I ask for? I forgot.
You asked for basically like the year in review of video games, at least maybe that I played or I'm interested
yes.
in,
yes.
and things of that nature.
Yes, absolutely.
And I also added on some graphic novels as well.
Excellent.
We've been talking about
I was
going
to mention comic books, but I was like, can you do a whole year in review of that? Like, I mean,
I can't really do a year in review, but I can have some...
Talk about some notable stuff.
Notable things that are out and came out this year or continued on into this year. Things
some notable quotables, maybe?
No quotes.
How about potent potables?
Maybe. Maybe some potent potables.
Did Alex Trebek slip me some... What is this? Get these out of here. Where are these even coming from? Alex, get out of here! We don't want you here no more until you grow your mustache back. You said he's growing his mustache
back. Go back to
back.
Canada.
You said he's growing his mustache back.
He should. He looks weird without it.
Or was that an Onion article? I can't remember. Typically, when you start, what? I'm sorry.
Do you want me to start?
No, we'll come to you. We'll use that to break up the U.S. events and the international events,
okay.
And then we'll go up on. We'll leave on an up note with all the dead people.
Sweet.
And then we'll get out of here. And let's see if we can do this under an hour. Here we go.
All right.
So typically, when you start a year, where do you start?
January 1st.
January 1st, 2014. Colorado legalizes the purchase of marijuana for recreational purposes.
All right.
Becoming, that was at that time, the second one of two states.
Yeah.
Technically, though, the Washington one hadn't kicked in yet, so Colorado was the first,
mm-hmm.
January 1st. Now it's being expanded to where? Alaska? I think they're...
Washington State, Oregon.
Washington State earlier this year. Oregon, that kicks in next year.
No.
I think Alaska's either medicinal or full legal. I can't
think
remember.
It's full.
Full legal in Alaska?
Yeah.
Too bad no one lives there.
Yeah.
And Washington, D.C., it's supposed to be all legalized. But the.
Oh, yeah.
But the Congress shut
Congress
that down.
Congress is going. That's so weird.
Congress did two things with one fell swoop. First, they defunded the legalization stuff needed because they could.
Yeah.
Washington, D.C., because it's a district, not a state. Their own rules. They made up their own shit. So they shut that shit down with the spending bill. Also in the spending bill, someone else slipped in there. Federal government not interfering with states' rights anymore on the marijuana issue. I.e. no more federal raids.
Someone slipped it in.
Someone slipped that in while the other shit got slipped in.
Well, that was a good slip.
So we'll see how long that lasts. But supposedly, at this point, officially speaking, the federal government is not supposed to be putting any money into raiding... marijuana places. It's still class one, schedule one drug.
The
CIA, more harmful than cocaine,
mm-hmm.
as we all know.
Yeah, totally more harmful than cocaine.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Also, January 1st of this year, the 2010 Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act goes into effect. So, Obamacare.
Yeah.
Big deal.
Mm-hmm.
More people now are than ever, you know, percentage-wise, are signed up for healthcare in this country.
Yep.
It's already proven that over the long run, that's just going to bring healthcare costs down because if everyone's paying into it, then, you know, we're not getting stuck with bills for a $100 bottle of aspirin.
Yeah.
Because 1,000 people are hitting the ER every day and then booking on their bill without paying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's how that shit happens. January 9, this was a pretty crazy little story. Chemicals begin leaking from a tank owned by Freedom Industries into the Elk River in West Virginia. Approximately 300,000 people living in nine counties are told not to use their tap water. Imagine
water's not safe.
You're chilling at home. You're working. You're
nope.
doing your job. You're just
can't
living your life. And then some fucking company somewhere fucks up your drinking water.
Yeah.
For who knows how that lasted a long time. It took a long, long time for them to be able to like drink their own water. And at that point, it was like there are now an acceptable amount of contaminants in this tap water that you can now drink it.
Yeah,
it's clean.
I'll be saving my receipts for all the water that I will be purchasing, and I will send it straight to them.
Right?
Reimbursement, please.
And is that, are they gonna pay it? Probably
they
not.
Fucking better.
Probably not, those fuckers. January 16, Ohio executes inmate Dennis McGuire with a new combination of drugs. Did you hear this story?
No.
The people that make phenobarbital, the company that makes that, they decided to stop selling that to prisons and institutions that use it.
So they can't, no more lethal injection?
Not with that.
Okay.
But they were determined to keep lethal injecting people, so they came up with a new mix. The state, this is Ohio, used a combination of midazolam, which is a sedative, painkiller, hydromorphone.
Okay. I know what hydromorphone is.
I guess it's just those two. Just use that sedative and the painkiller. Mix those two together. According to witness Alan Johnson of the Columbus Dispatch, the whole execution took 24 minutes. And McGuire, the inmate, appeared to be gasping for air for 10 to 13 minutes. So they put the shit in him. I remember the story more specifically. They put it in him, and then it took a minute or two, but then he started gasping. Like, he was out, but he was gasping. He was struggling to breathe, and it took a long time for him to die.
Yeah, well, it sounds like all they did was try to put him under while they pumped him, and they basically just gave him a heroin overdose.
Yeah, pretty much. While him being under. Yeah. And it didn't work as well as they planned.
Mm.
Odd.
I wonder who got fired for that one.
I don't think anyone did.
They should.
I don't think anyone did. January 17, very next day, President Barack Obama announces changes to the NSA and its surveillance programs. This is obviously shortly after... at this point, yeah, it's only a couple months after Snowden released his stuff. So yeah, thanks, Obama. Thanks for saying you're going to change shit after the fact. And then you know they did it.
Of course.
You know they did it. January 30th. CNN reports that at least 19 veterans have died due to delays in simple medical screenings like colonoscopies and endoscopies. You hear about, remember the VA hospital scandal?
Yes.
Patients, veterans just couldn't get, you know, they couldn't get the help they needed in enough time. They were calling up the VAs and they were being given 4, 5, 6 month waits. And that's not good if you're feeling ill and you may have some sort of cancer inside you that's running rampant.
Yeah, and the people died.
Yeah, people, a lot of people
just
died.
Waiting for care.
Just waiting. And, you know, the whole support our troops thing, that's how you know that the government's full of shit when it comes to stuff like that. Because when the troops do come back,
they're screwed.
They're PTSD ridden. Are the highest percentage of the biggest grossing homeless population in this country right now is military women, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And then when shit like that goes down, people lost their jobs for that one. For
oh
sure.
Yeah,
they did for sure. And then that was from internal documents, VA documents that were leaked to CNN, and then CNN reported this confidential information that they weren't supposed to have. That's the essence of reporting.
Yeah,
right. You would hope that these organizations would do more stuff like that. Instead of just kowtowing to the money bags. April 2nd. See, slow year. We skipped February and March.
Yeah. Two straight months of nothing notable.
There were a couple things in there, but I got rid of them because really,
yeah.
In the long run, it's a bunch of bullshit. April 2nd. Army Specialist Ivan Lopez kills three people in Fort Hood before taking his own life.
Ah, yes.
So that was, I guess, pretty much the first shooting of the year.
Uh-huh. Well, at least the first big reported one, I'm sure. There were
more. Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, people were getting shot and killed in this country every day, but that's the first, like, someone going into a place and randomly opening fire on a group of people, that type of thing, you know. April 22nd, Supreme Court upholds a Michigan law banning the use of racial criteria in college admissions. So either way, either or, you can't admit this person into your school. You can't choose to admit them over another person because they are, you know, affirmative action, because they're black or Hispanic, need to get those numbers up. You also can't deny them entry because of their race either, which, you know, it's the way it should be anyway. It's a shame that these things have to be legislated, but they do. They do. April 29, Oklahoma inmate Clayton Lockett dies of an apparent heart attack during a botched execution by lethal injection.
Nice.
Ongoing problem there, and this one was Oklahoma. So we had Ohio and Oklahoma both trying their damnedest to kill people with injection. They don't want to go any other route.
They don't like hanging.
No one likes hanging.
Old Sparky's not as fun as it used to be.
No, not barely. Anyone uses those anymore, right? So what's next? Yeah. Firing squad? Bring back the firing squad, yeah.
I mean, we could bring back the firing squad. I mean, if we could find a way to like make someone's head just like explode.
Mm. Why don't we
just do like tank rounds straight to the dome?
that could be considered under unusual.
I mean, it's
for the cruel and unusual punishment.
I mean,
that could be lumped under unusual.
Ah, but it would work.
But it's unusual. Line a person up in front of a tank. Know if the tank misses. That's not a precision instrument.
Well, we gotta make no. How about this?
So we have to make it a precision. We have to make a sniper.
You just shove your head in the tank barrel.
That's
they pull the trigger.
Now we're getting cruel. Stick your head in the fucking barrel.
Yeah. Then it explodes, and before you know it, your head's gone. Brain matter liquefied. There's no feeling anything at that point in time.
Gross. Same day as the botched lethal injection. Probably why no one really talked about it. NBA bans Clippers owner Donald Sterling for life in response to a leaked recording in which Sterling made racist remarks. So April is the time of year when that leaked audio came out.
Yep.
Of him being like, hey, Don't be bringing your black friends to my games.
Don't be going on the Instagram.
And don't be. And why you gotta be like? Yeah. Why you gotta be on Instagram so much with all these black people? Weird how he is like. You know, you can fuck them.
Yep.
You can hang out with them.
Yep. But no Instagram.
Don't put them on Instagram. Don't bring them to my games. I don't like them coming to my games. That was the thing that really set off the NBA. That part was crazy. And that went on for a while, man. That was like super. That was all over the news for days and days and days. That's all people were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes you wonder at that time, what were we being distracted from as a populace?
Probably lots of things.
Something was going on.
Oh yeah,
something happened. Slipped right by us because everyone was all up in arms about Donald, old fucking Donald Sterling.
Oh my God, there's an old racist white man.
Old racist white. What a shock. May 19th, same-sex marriage becomes legal in Oregon. May 20th, same-sex marriage becomes legal in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Starting to knock that shit down
one by one.
May 23rd.
Oh, what's happening to the country, Chris? The gays are marrying and the kids are smoking their weeds.
It's all going downhill.
It's all going to hell.
Tell in a handbasket is what it is. May 23rd. Elliot Roger goes on a killing spree near the campus of UC Santa Barbara, killing 4 men and 2 women before taking his own life. Do you remember this story?
College shooting, yeah.
The college shooting. This is the second shooting of the year. A kid who was the son of like some hack movie producer. So, of course, that gets trotted out every time the story is mentioned, just like I did now. Because I wanted to point out that they made that a part of the story.
Yeah.
His movie connections, his family's connections to the industry, and... just because the kid, he shot his like weird manifesto videos that he put on YouTube,
mm-hmm.
and he shot him around sunset.
Yeah,
so he had a nice background.
Uh-huh.
Living in LA, you're gonna know the benefits of magic hour.
Yes,
right. So then they point out, oh look how he's shooting these videos. He's imagining himself as being in a movie,
mm-hmm.
and et cetera, and trying to do all this. Hey, you know what? The guy grew up around cinematographers. Of course, he's gonna like. Even when his crazy manifesto video took nice.
Of course.
That's just byproduct.
That's where it is.
That's just LA, okay? It's Los Angeles. And then you watch the videos, though. It's the content of the videos that matters. You ever see any of that stuff that he said that he was griping about? What do you think, Drew, this kid who goes shooting people, what do you think his main problem was?
I don't know, Chris. You tell me.
No, you can get it, man. you can get it. What's the one thing?
I don't know. Does he not like people or was it a girl?
More the second one.
The girl.
Not the girl.
A girl.
All girls.
Oh, he just hates women.
You're like, why don't you like me? Why don't girls like me?
Because you're a creepy weirdo.
Because he's a creepy weirdo. He was a creepy weirdo.
That's why girls don't like you.
You totally see.
Because you're a creepy weirdo.
So the video.
Don't be creepy.
In the video, he's totally like, I see you like hanging out with these guys and they're these idiots, these jocks, and they're not, you know, they're not worthy. Meanwhile, I'm here the whole time. I'm a great guy. Why don't you? You know. And then he was like, "Before I go on the shooting spree, I'm gonna go to one last party to see if to give girls one more shot, as if it's them that owe him something."
Mm-hmm.
He was totally coming at it like they owe me. Why am I still a virgin? They owe me. That's the type of dude he was. And then he goes, and then he talks about going to this party and how it all went horribly wrong. Well, because he's an awkward, horrible person.
And a creepy weirdo.
And a creepy weirdo who maybe had a little tiny little tumor.
It's hard for creepy
brain.
Weirdos out there, Chris.
You know what? Fair enough. Sure. Okay. It's hard to meet people in general. For anyone.
Yes.
It's hard to meet people. Someone that you like and may like you, et cetera, if you're a creepy weirdo, yes. That makes it way harder. Problem is, sometimes when you're a creepy weirdo, you don't know it.
Yeah.
And then you act out on that.
Well.
And it's...
Even creepier, even more weird.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Back to that Veterans Affairs scandal. The VA secretary resigned May 30th. So it took him a few months to finally be like, oh, I'm done with this shit. May 31st, very next day, Barack Obama announces the release of prisoner of war Bo Bergdahl. You remember that one?
No.
He was held for 5 years by a militant group linked to the Taliban. In exchange for his release, 5 detainees at Gitmo were released to Qatar.
All right.
The Republican right had a shitstorm, predictably, over this one. Even though Obama made a deal to bring home an American soldier, apparently he was a dude that may have... They're actually going to announce the results of an investigation very soon here. But this dude, Bergdahl, he was on his post in Afghanistan, and he apparently walked off base. He just left. Then he got captured. He was in videos and shit. And then some people resent him for that, even though I thought, again, support your troops. I thought I was supposed to support all your brothers and, you know.
Not if they desert.
Like, not if they desert. They still, I mean, the prodigal son, you know. You're not supposed to. It's supposed to be tighter than family, you know. And yet they turn your back on you. Are you supposed to turn your back on them? You're not supposed to.
Not supposed to.
You're not supposed to, but people do, and they did on this guy. And then when they deal 5 people from him, oh, the people lost their shit.
I'm sure. That's right. How many of those 5 people that got released are still alive today?
Right? And then the government was like, we're going to release them to Qatar, and we're not going to track them. If you fucking believe that, I have 10 bridges to sell you, all of them with your name on them already.
Released to Qatar, okay, not going to track them, bullshit.
The bullshit of shits, the most bullshit of shits. And that's if even the 5 dudes they released...
Were the real 5 guys.
Were the real 5 guys, if they were even guilty of anything. I mean, it was already out there that a good number of people at Gitmo, totally innocent. But, you know.
Well, that's just the way it is.
Just the way it is. You gotta round them all up. We gotta round them all up, Drew.
All of them.
Shake the trees. See what falls out. So that was a big thing. June 1st, same-sex marriage becomes legal in Illinois. Knocking them down.
Illinois.
June 2nd, city council in Seattle votes to raise the city's minimum wage to $15 an hour.
Apparently, that's worked out very well.
Apparently, Drew... It was supposed to be a gradual thing, too, where people weren't expected to implement $15 minimum wages immediately. It was supposed to be implemented over a year or two, but a lot of businesses jumped on it.
We're just like, let's get this over.
Let's just get it started. And now there's some employers, business owners that were afraid that, like, shit, I'm going to have to cut workers. I'm going to have to cut my hours. Instead, they have to open new locations.
Well, it's
because there's more money in the market. More, the middle class is getting paid. They can actually buy shit.
Exactly.
This is what people have been yelling about the whole time.
Yeah.
This is why the fast food industry taking up the fight for minimum wage is the wrong industry to do it. You're going to benefit from it, fast food people, but we need like farm workers, we need field workers, people that do the fucking backbreaking work that aren't getting paid.
Yeah.
We need them to step up and demand higher wages.
Construction workers,
yes.
People that work in professional kitchens.
Yes, absolutely. People that fucking sweat for a living, like really fucking work hard. And I'm not talking about working a fry machine during a rush hour on a Saturday.
Yeah.
All right, that's bullshit. You people are going to start getting $15 minimum wage based on the backs of everyone else that are working the bullshit jobs that are getting paid bullshit wages.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, yeah. Yeah, working great in Seattle. Good for him. Hopefully he'll start catching on. June 30th, GM announces compensation for at least $1 million to families of 13 people who died as a result of faulty ignition switches, also offering money to those injured. Not a good year for GM. Lost a lot of money. Fred, you know who else was losing the money? People were putting in the airbags, I think, in Toyotas. And for the last couple of years, the certain... like brand or serial number of airbags when they were blowing off inside a car, they were shooting out pieces of metal.
Sweet.
And it was killing people straight up. At least one woman took a piece of metal to the neck, right in the jugular, bled out in her seat in her car in front of her kids.
That sounds awful.
So that's why GM is paying shit tons of money.
Yep.
That's why this other company, they're going to be paying shit tons of money. It's a Japanese company, I think. So, ooh, good luck at that money. Where are we? June 30th, Obama says he's starting a new effort to fix as much of our immigration system as I can on my own without Congress. One time here where Obama said something and he fucking did it.
Yeah.
Because very recently he came out with that executive order. It's like, fucking, we're not deporting no one. And then all these states are like, we're going to sue you. All the GOP are like, we're going to sue you for trying to go around us, you know?
Have fun.
Oh, God. Such a goddamn clusterfuck. And that was the response. There was this influx. Remember, is this still going on? It was in the news for like a week. South American children were pouring over the borders into America. They were making the trek through Mexico.
Yeah.
And they were showing up like by the hundreds every day, it seemed. That must have been just a media portrayal of it.
Probably.
It was ridiculous how many kids were showing up at the border for a sanctuary.
Yeah.
What, are you going to turn back? Turn the kids around? Turn the kids around.
Can't turn away a child.
Send them back to their shit country.
I mean, they got nowhere to live once they get up here.
Right.
Well, who's going to take care of them?
The state, the orphanages, the taxpayer money. That's where people get all upset. But then they grow up and they become tax-paying, hard-working American citizens.
Yeah.
Then they start contributing. You got to invest in your future, people. Shit doesn't just fucking fall out of the sky like manna from heaven. Unless you're a Hebrew going through the desert and you need food, God will give you manna from heaven. But otherwise, that ain't happening. June 30th. Supreme Court rules that some companies can refuse insurance coverage for contraceptives due to religious objections.
Yes.
The Hobby Lobby. Yes. Which is, you know, we all had a fun time with that one. Mm-hmm. Imagine all the things that we could demand our, as employers, things we could demand that we don't have to pay for.
Yeah.
Maybe
we should start
things.
Employing some people so we can make some shitty demands.
Yeah, we should. And then take it all the way to the Supreme Court.
Sweet.
And then when we lose, like, oh, satire all along. It was living satire. Our human rights abuses. July 8th is when Washington began allowing the sale of marijuana for recreational purposes. Took them a little while, but they got around to it. July 17... All right, now this is where the fucking heat starts getting turned up. Do the right thing style, Drew. June 17, Eric Garner, unarmed black man, dies after a white police officer, Daniel Pantaleo, puts him in a chokehold.
Yep.
His death was later ruled a homicide. Should we just go ahead? You heard about the cops, the two cops?
Yeah, yeah. In New York?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
That's a bummer.
It's fucking ridiculous.
It's ridiculous that some asshole was like, you know. Apparently, he never heard of civil disobedience.
Yeah.
He thought the more militant route, took it upon himself to gun down a couple of cops sitting in a car.
Simply because they were cops.
And it's almost like he wasn't paying attention at all in any way whatsoever. He was just hating police.
Mm-hmm.
The issue is, for the most part, white police officers killing black men.
Yeah. This guy killed an Asian and a Hispanic guy. Didn't even get it right.
Like, oh, you're supposed to kill the white cops. You're not supposed to kill the white cops, but you know this dude. He was supposed
yeah,
to.
Yeah, no, that's what he was going for. You know it.
And he killed an Asian dude and a Spanish guy, and it's just like, you're a fucking moron. Not only did those people have absolutely nothing to do with it, for all you know, you may have killed, quote, you know, some of the good ones,
yeah,
end quote, right? And then also you're setting back the protests. You're setting back the movement.
You're making it all just worse.
Yeah, now all of a sudden it's all about this fucking murder.
Yeah, and now it's about, you know, Blue Lives Matter.
Yes. God damn it. Let's talk about that for a second.
Ridiculous.
The Black Lives Matter. That yes. became a rallying cry, a slogan, just like I Can't Breathe. I want to talk about that also. Why did people... On both sides of the aisle, both people that are pro-police and people that are, you know, for justice or whatever, why do they feel the need to change it to All Lives Matter?
Because not all lives matter.
All lives matter, but that's not the point.
Not according to them.
The point is that there's an epidemic of black people, unarmed people, black unarmed men, for the most part, being killed in this country by government-sanctioned, weaponized... You know, departments, i.e. the police.
Yes.
There's not a problem with Asian dudes being gunned down by the police. It's not a problem with white people being gunned down by the police, et cetera, et cetera. On and not even a problem with Spanish people being gunned down by the police. And they're brown. Some of them get really brown.
Yeah.
Some of them are straight up black. There's a lot of black Spanish people out there. They're not the ones getting gunned down. The black men are, right? The ones with the history of slavery in mm-hmm. this country. They're the ones that are still getting the brunt of the violence. So that's why we have to note that Black Lives Matter, because it's... Yes, all lives matter, but that's not the fucking point. It's like this. Would you go to a breast cancer awareness rally and then start yelling at people, we gotta be raising money for diabetes too? And that, AIDS? There's AIDS!
That's what the diabetes rallies are for and the AIDS rallies are for.
Yes! So take your All Lives Matter and go to the All Lives Matter rally, which doesn't exist. Go start it.
That's supposed to be life.
That is supposed to be life. Yeah, Drew, that's very, very deep, man. Very heavy. All right, there you go. That's supposed to be life. And then with the I Can't Breathe. All right, Eric Garner was an asthmatic. Uh-huh. So when this dude put him in a chokehold, immediately the guy was like, I can't breathe, I can't breathe. He said it 11 times. And then the cop did get up off him after like 10 seconds. He did get up off him to let go of the chokehold so he could take both hands and put him on the guy's face and push him down into the sidewalk while three or four other cops tried to handcuff this guy.
Yeah.
So that became a rallying cry. I can't breathe. Because they ignored this guy, what he was saying, and then he died. The police in New York have taken to wearing t-shirts that say, I can breathe.
What?
Yes. How tone deaf can you be?
What?
How dumb can you be? Again, to miss the point, to just exacerbate the situation. You think that's... Now they're going in and putting themselves in direct opposition with people who want the justice and people who are up in arms about the lack of accountability for the police. Now you're saying, what, we're plenty accountable? Is that what you're trying to say with your opposite statement, I can't breathe? And then are you not getting the whole I can't breathe chokehold thing?
Obviously not.
They're saying I can breathe. So that means if in relation to I can't breathe, that means I can breathe. I don't have people choking me out. I'm a police officer. I do the choking.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Correct.
Is that how that comes across?
That's how it comes across. It's fucking ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
Whoever's doing their PR should be fired.
They are. It's just all... It's New York City, you know? They're old school about a lot of things. Union type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the union for the police department, the Policemen's Benevolent Association or whatever they're called. After the shooting, they came out on the news, on the media, and they're like, there's blood on the hands of the mayor for stoking the protest. There's blood on the hands of the protesters and the demonstrators. You know, they're just coming out full force. They're probably the ones who put out, the union's probably the ones who put out the I Can Breathe shirts.
What about the blood on their hands?
No blood on their hands. They're doing their job, boys in blue, thin blue line, keeping the chaos and the civility separated. They're doing their job. That's where they're coming from. They can breathe, Drew. They can't read.
Silly assholes.
Hey, remember this issue? July 23rd, Arizona uses a new combination of drugs in the execution of convicted murderer Joseph Woods.
Mm-hmm.
After he's injected, it takes him nearly 2 hours to die.
Mm.
So they're getting worse at it.
Sweet. So they go from, 36 minutes to 2 hours?
Not even. 26 minutes, I think it was.
2 hours.
To 2 full hours.
Mm.
Witness accounts differ as to whether he was gasping for air or snoring as he died. That's interesting. Maybe he was just sleeping. We were just waiting for him to die. He could have been...
2 hours of sleeping.
He could have been dreaming. I wish I could sleep for 2 hours straight. That propofol, man. August 2nd. Oh, no. Here's the next story that was used to distract us. August 2nd. Specially equipped medical plane carrying Ebola patient Dr. Kent Brantley lands at Dobbins Air Reserve Base in Marietta, Georgia. So, Ebola hits America for the first time.
The Ebola scare begins.
Ebola scare truly at that point began. When his plane came in and then they put him on the ambulance and they drove him down, the local police shut down the highway, so he was the only car on the road. Like, you could get a bolo from driving next to the dude.
Yes.
You know, helicopter shots covering the whole thing, like it was the OJ chase. I mean, that's not how Ebola spreads, guys. Oh, and then, of course...
they don't know that.
Of course he didn't. August 7th. Obama signs into law a $16 billion bill providing money to build more VA medical facilities and hire more doctors and nurses. So 8 months later, some money is put into the Veteran Affairs Hospital and stuff.
Which is good, because they need it.
They need it badly. They need it very badly. It's probably not even enough money. 2 days later, though, oh boy, August 9th, Michael Brown shot and killed in Ferguson. Don't even got to say
it. So it began.
I could have just said Ferguson.
Yeah.
Hashtag
or
Ferguson.
Or just said Michael Brown.
Or Michael Brown. Hashtag Michael Brown. That's it, right? Huge event. One of the biggest of the year. It's got to be, right?
Yeah, well, it's because...
I mean, it's tearing the country apart.
It's because Ferguson fucking went apeshit over it.
Ferguson went apeshit. I remember being on Twitter that day and just seeing people tweeting, like, really weird, random shit along the lines of they're walling people in Ferguson. They're kicking the media out. Like, all these draconian things.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, what the fuck is Ferguson? Where is Ferguson? And I click on it, start reading, like, oh shit, some dude got killed by the cops. Oh shit, the police are shutting it down. You know, and they're reacting hardcore. Next few days was intense.
And then it all comes out. Racist cops, this, that, the other.
Racist cops, racist supporters, the tearing down of victims in the media.
I mean, it's still going on. It's fucking 6 months later.
Oh, yeah. There are demonstrations now throughout the country.
The motherfucker wasn't even indicted.
No. Well, that's part of the reason why. In cities across the country, from New York to L.A., massive demonstrations and marches, and they're out there every day. It may not be in the news and the media every day, but they're out there every day, for sure. Know that. Let's try to go just a little faster. Texas Governor Rick Perry, August 15th, is indicted on a felony count of abusing the powers of his office and a felony count of attempting to coerce a public official. Rest assured, that D-bag will still try to run for president. August 6th. U.S. Supreme Court refuses to hear appeals from five states seeking to keep their same-sex marriage ban. So Indiana, Oklahoma, Utah, Virginia, and Wisconsin all shot down on the same day, August 6th, effectively making same-sex marriage legal.
For all intents and purposes.
Yeah, because they're done. Here's the actual list. August 6th, same-sex marriage becomes legal in Oklahoma, Utah, Virginia, and Wisconsin. On the 7th, becomes legal in Colorado and Indiana. So in Colorado, you can get baked as hell.
And marry your gay lover.
And marry your gay life partner. Good for them.
Yeah. Good for them. I mean, they got it right.
August. October 8th. Thomas Eric Duncan dies of Ebola. The first person to die of the disease in the U.S. Again, a person who had to import that shit. He was in Liberia. He went to the hospital in Texas. Presbyterian, whatever. The Texas Presbyterian.
And they were like, you're not sick.
Yeah, he was like, I have a headache and my stomach hurts.
I
was in Africa recently. Like, I have all the flus of Ebola and I was in Africa. They're like, no, you're fine. Go home. Fucking hell. Why? You know why?
Why?
Because he's black.
That's what it was.
The only black dude to have Ebola in this country.
And they're just like, you know what? It's cool.
At this point, five or six people have had Ebola in this country. He's the only one who died.
We don't mind.
They're like, oh, you can die.
Yeah, it's cool. You're black.
Black lives don't matter. Did you get the memo? Black lives don't matter.
They don't.
October 9, same-sex marriage becomes legal in Nevada and West Virginia. Really fucking knocking them down this year.
Pow, 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 it's crazy.
October 10, same-sex marriage becomes legal in North Carolina. North Carolina is a hicky fucking backwoods state. Shout out to our North Carolina listeners. We love you guys. You guys are cool. We know you're down with the equal rights for all humans.
Well, not all humans.
Well, you know, basic human rights. Even Kim Jong-un could marry his gay lover if he wanted to.
But I don't think he would let himself.
He wouldn't let himself, no. No, he wouldn't. He'd have himself be torn apart by his own dogs.
Yep.
Because he's an idiot. October 12, Nina Pham, the Dallas nurse who treated the Ebola dude who died, diagnosed with Ebola. First person to contract a disease in America, and that's because of bad practices or whatever, you know, at the hospital. But she was cured 12 days later, found free of Ebola October 24th. October 14, a second nurse is diagnosed 2 weeks later, released after being treated successfully. So two of the nurses that treated the guy got sick. 2 weeks later, they were fine.
Good for them.
That's that damn Ebola. That's how horrible it is, right?
Gotta watch out for
it. Makes you wonder why you couldn't save the black guy.
Because he's black.
Because this is like a 90s Hollywood film. October 16th, in a show in Philadelphia, Hannibal Buress criticizes Bill Cosby and his, quote, smuggest old black man persona and says, quote, yeah, but you rape women, Bill Cosby, so turn the crazy down a couple notches.
And so began Cosby Gate.
So begins the end of Cosby's career.
And why haven't they called it Cosby Gate?
I think because finally they're retiring.
Are they done with the gates?
They're finally done with the goddamn gates because they overuse it so much. So
that's a good call, though.
Yeah, that's prime for Cosby Gate. Never came up.
Yeah.
Hey, never say never. Could still come back. October 23rd, Dr. Craig Spencer, who was treating Ebola patients in West Africa, is diagnosed with the disease in New York. 2 weeks later, recovers from the disease and leaves the hospital.
Good for him.
November 4th, midterm elections. Republican Party wins a majority of seats in the House and Senate to take control of Congress.
He was white, right?
Oh, yeah.
Just wanted to make sure.
He was literally white. As white as it gets. And then, you know, weirdly enough, after November 4th, after the elections, Ebola talk goes away.
Because it's still running rampant. Elections were over,
right? So is that what we've been distracted from for all those months? Is that all the money being pumped into elections?
Don't worry about the elections, Ebola.
Stay home. You can get Ebola at the voting booths.
Exactly.
Right? Stay home. Because, I mean, Ebola is still going crazy in Africa. It's still out there. Someone got it in Spain. But no. It's on the news here no more?
Nope.
All right, coming to the end of the year, November 15th. Yeah, it's more bullshit. So it doesn't matter. November 24th, grand jury in Ferguson decides not to indict Darren Wilson. And then November 29th, Darren Wilson resigns from Ferguson, citing security concerns.
Yeah, I guarantee he's getting death threats.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But he's going to go just to another department in the state and get a job there.
That nobody recognizes him.
The National Bar Association, which is the largest association of black lawyers in America specifically, they are petitioning the state or effectively suing, I guess, to try to keep him from getting any police job in the state anywhere.
Yeah, he probably should never be a police officer again.
Oh, no, he shouldn't. No.
He should be like a car salesman or maybe a server.
He should...
Maybe he should learn to cook.
He should start some business from his home.
And stay there for the rest of his life?
And stay in his home. Just leave us alone. December 3rd, grand jury decides not to indict Daniel Pantaleo in the death of Eric Garner.
So that's two down.
That was two down, and then that the shit really hit the fan there when it comes to protesting. And then, again, the aforementioned the horrible murders of the two cops, which is just terrible. December 9th, after 5 years of review, 5 years it took them to put this together, Senate Intelligence Committee releases a report on the CIA's use of enhanced interrogation techniques in the post-9/11 era. It reveals that CIA detainees were tortured.
And not only that, but, you know, they also came up with this crazy idea that torture doesn't work.
Yeah,
they
just have the empirical proof now.
we have known that since the Spanish Inquisition.
Mm-hmm.
Torture doesn't work. At a certain point in time, people will tell you anything to make it stop.
Anything you want to know. They were using the wrong kind of torture back then, bro.
Same torture.
It was all Iron Maidens and stuff.
Same
and,
stuff.
And the rack.
Nobody ever used an Iron Maiden. That's a common misconception.
No, man. It's just the needles were small.
Nope.
No such thing.
Iron Maidens barely touched it. Never existed.
No.
Nope.
You sure?
Positive.
Pretty good band, though.
Yeah.
Pretty good band.
Finish him. Fatality.
It's time for the video game recap, as well as a little bit of a graphic novel, comic booky goodness thrown in there. So,
hello, it's me, Mario. Woohoo!
What do you got for us, Drewsta?
Nothing that has to do with any of those games.
Oh, okay. How about this one?
Although
Sega.
Nope, no Sega either. Mostly Xbox 360, because that's what I play. Although some of these things are cross-platform,
okay.
So you'll be able to get them, you know, wherever.
Cross-platform, right? Windows 95?
Weird.
That's a weird one. That's a strange one.
Weird.
A very strange one I have. All right, here we go.
So 2014, it was a decent year for video games, I guess. Most notably for me was the Assassin's Creed games that came out.
Mm-hmm.
There was one that came out the year before for the PlayStation Vita, I think it was.
Don't they come out once a year?
Yeah, they do. But it was Assassin's Creed Liberation.
Okay.
It's like handheld. It came to the big consoles as like a downloadable thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just more of the same. You know, it's Assassin's Creed.
And it's the one where they added the boats and the pirates and the stuff, right?
No, that was last year's Assassin's Creed. That was Black Flag.
But they just built on that, though, didn't they? Is that still in the new one?
The new one that came out for 360, Assassin's Creed Rogue, it's pretty much just the last Assassin's Creed.
Okay.
All over again.
Kind of like a...
Not really updated
like
at
how
all.
To do Madden and stuff.
Yeah.
Where they change one or two things, that's essentially the same game.
You change the character. Other than that, it's the same game.
Yeah.
And I thought I was going to like it a lot more than I did.
Really?
I ended up playing it like halfway through, and then that was it.
What, a little redundant?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just felt like the same... Not like Far Cry 4 that I'm playing now. It reminds me a lot of Far Cry 3. It's pretty much the same game, but for some reason... I like it more, and it holds this replay value.
But it doesn't. but it's not the same thing where it's more of a sequel as opposed to building on the other game.
Well, it's kind of a sequel. I mean, you're playing a different character. You're in a different place.
Okay.
But the game mechanics are pretty much the same. It's the same thing with Assassin's Creed. The game mechanics were exactly the same. But for some reason...
They're just giving you a different story.
But for some reason, Far Cry 4 is holding up much more than Assassin's Creed
It must just be before these games came out. Would you have said Far Cry... You like Far Cry more than you liked Assassin's Creed?
As a whole, no.
You liked Assassin's Creed more as a franchise.
Yes, as a franchise.
But you're enjoying the new Far Cry more than Assassin's Creed.
Yes, but... Probably because I haven't gotten into the new generation of consoles yet, so I didn't get a chance to play Assassin's Creed Liberation,
which is the
different one, although I've heard...
Is it very different, or...?
I've heard mixed reviews. I've read some things. They tried to tweak some stuff, and apparently, you know...
Not that makes you want to run out and play it right away.
Well, it's not going to, you know, make me go spend $350 on an Xbox One just to play Assassin's Creed Liberation.
Remember when you could go to Blockbuster and rent consoles?
Yes.
Back in the day.
It was awesome.
Can't do that shit on Gamefly. Hey, Gamefly, send me an Xbox 360 for a week.
That's going to cost you good money, and if you break it, you're going to buy the whole thing.
Ay, caramba.
Also coming out in 2014, South Park, The Stick of Truth.
Mm-hmm.
The long-awaited South Park RPG game finally came out, and it was awesome.
I remember you played that. Well, no. Did you play it, or did you play...
No, I played it. Played it twice.
But you didn't buy it, though.
No.
You Redboxed it.
Redboxed it.
And then how long did you play it for? How many days in a row?
Like a week.
And then you took it back.
And I took it back because I finished it.
But then you got it later? Again?
No, I didn't get it.
Oh, again. You just got it for a week straight.
Yeah, got a week, cracked it out, played it. The story was what it was. You know, it was a classic RPG.
Mm-hmm.
It just kind of nostalgia value, but, you know, in the realm of South Park.
Right.
So, right. It was fun.
Yeah, South Park's cool. I mean, I love the show.
Yep. Also for the 360 came out this year, Fable Anniversary. I don't know if anybody here is a fan or even knows of Fable. Xbox exclusive.
Fable is the, which one's the Fable? That Fable is the one that's, the last one you played was Fable 3?
And then Fable Anniversary.
And then Fable Anniversary, so last one was 3, right? And that was like 2 years ago, mm-hmm. was it?
Maybe 3.
I remember you were deep into that fucking game.
Well, it was, I mean, it's an RPG, it's an action RPG.
You love those action RPGs.
Create your own character and run around, do crazy shit. It was fun. Those games get me. Fable Anniversary, it was just an HD upconvert with some extra stuff from the first Fable game.
Is that like the, that... Halo 4 pack release for the 360.
Yes.
It's the game, just I guess updated graphics pretty much.
Graphics and a couple more missions
added
here and
a couple
there.
Things there. Yeah,
it was okay. I thought it was going to have a lot more nostalgia value than it did.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
No. Very interesting. This year was a big year for a little game studio by the name of Telltale Games.
Telltale Games.
They started off with a, it's almost like a choose-your-own-adventure type deal.
Okay.
It's basically point-and-click, but on the console.
Well, I remember playing games like that in the 90s on the computer.
Yeah.
Like, I'm thinking LucasArts games.
Yes.
Where you have a scenario and they give you 3 or 4 questions.
And you pick an option.
Right.
And the story changes due to the option.
Or if you don't do the right one, you can't advance to the next part. You
exactly.
got to keep doing it over and over and over.
Yeah. So okay. it's that type of thing. They started off with The Walking Dead. They decided to go with that and tell, you know, a zombie story.
Decided to go with one of the more popular TV shows out there right now.
But it didn't follow the TV show. It didn't follow the comic book. It was its own little standalone story within just the universe
that
of
makes
The
sense.
Walking Dead.
That works. You know, they're working on that spinoff show.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they announced it's going to take place in California somewhere.
It's going to be
That's the most that they've announced. I'm sure it'll be on par with the rest of the Walking Dead stuff.
So they did that last year with us, and then they brought it back season 2 this year.
Continuing the story.
Well, because in the first story you play as a guy and you're helping to care for this girl, mm-hmm. you know, this little girl.
Mm-hmm.
And then in season 2, you know, it's a couple years later, she's grown up a bit, and this time you're playing as her.
Oh, okay.
So,
that's
but
fun.
They had massive success with those, which launched them to do other things, such comic book nerds will know the Fables graphic novel series.
The Fables?
It's just called Fables.
Oh, okay.
And it's basically, it's like a what-if scenario. If, let's say the characters from, you know, Fables, Grimm's Fairy Tales, were real.
Okay.
And were living in New York City, in, you know, right nowadays.
Kind of like the TV shows. There's Grimm and Once Upon a Time.
And just like those.
I think it was Once Upon a Time. Where, yeah, they kind of updated.
But this is the comic book.
Or the Sleepy Hollow.
That started that whole kind of thing, you know, many years ago.
Shit's got to start somewhere.
But they did a standalone story called The Wolf Among Us. You play as the Big Bad Wolf, who's also the sheriff.
Okay.
And you have to solve some murders. And it's the same thing, point and click,
mm.
but, you know, very pretty, very beautiful, lots of...
and a good little story, though.
Colors. Oh, great story. That's... Telltale Games has a way of telling stories, and that's what always gets me in video games, is usually the storytelling.
Yeah.
So...
Well, I would imagine that style of video gaming would allow... Because it's very text-based already, right?
Kind of.
So it's allowing them more room to get more story stuff
and
in
if
there.
The story wasn't any good, you wouldn't want to continue the adventure, you
right.
know?
Yeah,
so,
very true. Very true.
So, with you know, they did the Walking Dead series, which was really good. Then they got into The Wolf Among Us. Mm-hmm. And then later this year, they came out with two more. One called Tales from the Borderlands. You know, video game people will know Borderlands. It's
the Borderlands. I've seen the commercials.
I've
seen the loud, obnoxious commercials on TV.
Yeah,
plenty
so
of
it's
times.
It's a shoot 'em up. It's kind of a first person shooter with some RPG elements.
Okay.
Where you know there's character classes and there's building and you know you spend skill points and blah blah blah.
Mm-hmm.
but they brought you know their storytelling into that universe and it's called Tales of the Borderlands.
Mm-hmm.
The first one came out like a month ago. You know,
still, so you just got started on it.
Exactly. And, you know, it's... I never got into Borderlands because I kind of thought it was a, you know, kind of like a mixture of Halo and Fallout, you know, kind of ripping off both of those
sure.
and mashing them together.
Yeah.
But in a funny way, and I guess that's their whole shtick.
Yeah. Over the topness of it. And
exactly.
The crazy
and
characters.
And, you know, I can appreciate that and I enjoy it, but it's not really for me. But this Tales of the Borderlands just... Telltale, the way they do things, it's got me hooked, line, and sinker.
Wow.
So
these people got your number to Telltale Studios.
And last but not least, of course, now if there's a giant, another major franchise based on a TV show that, you know, it's all about storytelling, this, that, the other, and Telltale got a chance to do it, what do you think it would be? I'm talking the hottest TV show on the planet.
It would have to, right now. I mean, the way people talk about it, it's got to be Game of Thrones.
Exactly. Yeah. They got into the Game of Thrones franchise. I haven't.
And also, the way you mentioned, the way you described the storytelling
yeah.
aspect of it. Yes.
Exactly. I haven't gotten into it, but it's you know, I guess its own little standalone story in
mm-hmm.
that universe.
Mm-hmm.
From what I hear, it's very good. You know, I mean,
hey, if these guys are knocking out of the park with these other properties, give them something as rich as Game of Thrones,
exactly,
got a lot to play with there. It's a
yeah.
bigger sandbox, right?
Uh huh. Where, and, you know, decisions really matter and stuff like that, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Life or death, who's going to live, who's going to die.
Let's play that Game of Thrones.
I mean, so for just being a simple point-and-click adventure,
mm-hmm.
some of the decisions that you have to make in these games are gut-wrenching.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you've got to sit there and you're like, all right, so am I going to save...
So who dies?
am I going to save the old man who just saved my life no more than 5 minutes ago, or am I going to save the pregnant lady? It's up to you. You know,
either or.
You don't know her, but she's got a baby, but that old man just saved your life, but he might be a little bit of an asshole.
And he's
your choice.
And he's an old man.
And one of them is going to die, and you have to live with that decision the rest of the game.
That sounds like that one game we talked about on some show before. I can't remember what the show was, if it was a Dr. Drew or CCN or what. A video game that was based on an existential like short story about a super omniscient computer that has humans inside it that it's playing with, that's torturing for years and years and years.
Okay.
And they made a video game out of it in the 90s, a computer game, and it's the same thing where you're just constantly faced with the most horrific decisions ever, and it's like shit.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be one of the most and it has a crazy name too. I wish it, the name is something like I would scream if I had a mouth, but it's not like, I don't know, it's something crazy.
Sweet.
It's insane.
That sounds awful.
I know we talked about it before. I just can't remember what
yeah.
context.
And then the end of the year, you know, that's kind of where the video game industry kind of does their push. You know,
yes.
Getting ready for the holidays.
They
season.
Do right for the Christmas shopping.
So mm-hmm. some honorable mentions. Games that I haven't played, but maybe might look into one of these days.
Okay.
Personally, I'm not into the Call of Duty franchise, but a new Call of Duty came out.
No, it's always a big thing.
You know, people love their Call of Duty.
Absolutely.
This one, from what I've seen, it looks kind of like a mixture between Titanfall and Call of Duty.
Because it's like future...
It's future soldiers, so they're all wearing kind of mech suits. They can jump up and fly
right.
and do fucking silly shit.
Yeah.
Which
is, I feel that's almost anthema to what the Call of Duty games were as they started.
Yeah,
they were war
very
games.
Realistic.
They were trying to be... Yeah, and it was like, here's... here's recreations of actual World War One and World War Two battles, you know? And then it became, okay, now we're going to update it for modern times. Okay, then it became, all right, now you can be terrorists shooting up people at an airport. Mm-hmm. Now it's, now here's a bunch of sci-fi weapons that maybe are in development. Well, you know, not, we could see these in 5, 10, doesn't matter. It's gotten all sci-fi now and weird.
They've gone into the future.
Hey, people are going to keep paying for that shit. Why would they stop?
Speaking of the future, I just, you know, talked about Titanfall. That game came out with, you know, first-person shooter with giant mechs.
That was one of the first big 360 games, too, right?
Yeah.
And well, it's cross-platform.
And it kind of fell flat.
It did fall a little flat.
People, when it came out, it was really hot, but the replay value, I guess, is pretty shit. And people, you know, just kind of dropped it. Another big game that came out, Destiny, the new Bungie game.
Yes, that's interesting because it's the people who did Halo.
Yes. And
Halo 1 through 3 anyway.
Apparently with they had grand schemes in mind. And I think it was another case of it just kind of falling flat.
It's a shame.
Or maybe on deaf ears, or maybe it was too late, maybe it's too soon.
Yeah.
I don't know, I didn't play it.
I want to know because I love them Halos.
I think it's a case because Titanfall was the same case where these games are meant to be played online, and if you don't have, you know, a group of friends that you've played video games with, or you know, get into that type of thing, or have a weak internet connection or whatever, chances are you're not going to be into that. You know,
plus if
into those games,
you know, I've also heard about problems with both PlayStation and Xbox had problems with just connectivity issues on their end. So people, which game was it? Was it Destiny? There was a game where it was notorious for. I think it was Assassin's Creed. I was reading an article, one of the cracked.com articles. 5 reasons why the new Assassin's Creed is a big turd. And one of them was because people weren't able to connect due to the multiplayer online thing. And it was like screenshots of people's tweets being like, I've been waiting half an hour to connect to a game. You know, like this is bullshit. And complaining to whoever. So, yeah, I mean, it's frustrating. You know, multiplayer.
And another honorable mention, game I haven't played but am looking forward to, Dragon Age Inquisition.
Our buddy SBK is all over that one now.
Everybody says it's the next Skyrim. I've always been a fan of the series.
That's all you. That's all you.
And you know, I'd like to play it one of these days once I get around to it.
One day. It'll happen, Drew.
You know, it's one of these giant. You know, video games these days have gotten into these sandbox titles. You know, where they're almost like Grand Theft Auto
Or Red Dead Redemption,
or Red Dead, where there's this giant map. And you just kind of go where you want and see what happens, and you know,
follow the story. Don't follow the story.
It kind of reminds me of the old school RPGs where you'd find a new area and you'd go to this, you know, like over to the mountain, like, ooh, what's over there on the mountain? And there are giant monsters that kill you every time. Hey, guess what? Time to level up before you go up there, asshole.
Or you're Red Dead, you wander into the woods, like, oh, hey, what's over here?
There's a bear.
Oh yeah, it's the bear. It is the bear spawn point. bad idea.
And have you ever noticed in Red Dead? It seems when you're up north hunting bears, every time you kill a bear, it draws more of them to you.
It's the sound. They want to know, one of my brethren have gone down. Like, I must get revenge.
I kill a bear and I turn around and there's one trying to kill me, so I kill him, and then I turn around and there's another one trying to kill me, so on and so forth.
But if you kill them all and you harvest all those hides and bring that shit back into town and get so much money.
Until either I run away or die.
Then go play some poker.
Also,
and then you lose the poker, but then you rob the dudes and you get your money anyway.
Honorable mention to the new Wolfenstein game. Apparently it came out and it's okay.
That's right, I remember that. I remember the commercials for that for a while. And you know what? Good for them for coming back. I still want a new Doom game.
Also, big ups to Bethesda Softworks and their Evil Within game. I'm not really into survival horror, but now that this game's out, hopefully they'll get working on Fallout 4 and I can be happy.
That'd be cool. I like the survival horror games. I mean, that's kind of what Doom is, a survival horror shooter. That's what it turned into. Doom 3 is just going through dark corridors
and getting scared by giant monsters
and waiting for monsters to jump out of the shadows. Monsters that are very hard to kill despite your advanced weaponry as you trek closer and closer to hell. That's my idea of a good time playing a video game,
going closer to hell.
That if the end game of the point of the game is to get to hell to fight demons on their home turf, I'm in. Duke Nukem, come on, that was more aliens, wasn't it?
That and wrestling.
Those right? Oh, and wrestling too. WrestleMania 2000. Yeah,
you need to bring that shit
THQ,
home.
THQ, bro.
Bring that shit home, bro.
Bring it home. 64. Yeah,
you bring it home.
Probably.
So that
we gotta talk to my brother about it.
That was video games. Also, graphic novels that came out or ongoing this year.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If you're into comic books, I got some stuff you should be reading. Mm-hmm. You've heard me talk about it before, East of West.
Yes. Is that the BKV or is that someone else?
No, that's Jonathan Hickman.
Something. That's a JH.
Also something written by Mr. Hickman, The Manhattan Projects. It's basically bad science. Oppenheimer isn't himself.
Mm-hmm.
He's his evil cannibal twin who ate him. Who also has opened a door to infinite dimensions where he finds himself and eats himself so he can get their knowledge.
That's like the one.
And then there's also alternate universe Albert Einstein, who killed our universe Albert Einstein and is now posing as him. And they are the ones...
That's like Solaris.
and they're the ones running the Manhattan Projects.
Nice, because there's multiple projects.
Well, yeah, because, you know, there was the Manhattan Project that the government told as the cover story for all the even crazier bullshit that they were actually doing.
It's like the CIA torture report. That thing came out. 75% of that thing was redacted.
Yep. Also...
It's all the cover story.
There's this little comic series called Manifest Destiny. It's kind of like a...
Oregon Trail.
Almost. It's Lewis and Clark Adventures, but it comes from their secret journal. Where they find, buffalo people and weird spirit shamans and all sorts of silly nonsense American frontier.
So it's Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter, but Lewis and Clark zombie killers.
Yes.
Swamp zombie killers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But it's that kind of...
That kind of thing.
Historical people facing supernatural stuff.
Yes.
Which, you know what? In theory, I'm fine with it. I am.
Mm-hmm.
But then oftentimes when I actually see it in my hands...
It looks silly.
I'm like, why did we ask for this? As people, did we ask for this? Now it's here. It's here now.
And then...
So we're stuck with it.
Also, you know, a little bit of Brian K. Vaughan Saga. If you haven't read that, highly recommend it.
What it's you really want.
Ongoing series.
What you really want.
And then...
Oh, yeah. How many deeper into that one now?
The new one comes out, I think, tomorrow.
Ooh.
I think volume 4 come out tomorrow.
Merry Christmas to Drew.
I think I have to go to the...
Merry Christmas to Drucifer Cogburns.
I think I have to go to the comic book store tomorrow.
Awesome.
Last but certainly not least, this came up on the number one list of new comics for 2014. Mm. Something that I picked up the first issue for, just kind of on a whim. It's called Sex Criminals.
Oh, you showed me that, yeah.
So it's...
That looks interesting.
It's basically... There's a guy and a girl... Mm.
As it should be, America.
When they were younger, you know, they both realized that somehow they could stop time when they orgasm. And literally time stops, like, for a certain amount of time.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
they can, you know, go and do things and nobody notices because time has stopped.
Mm-hmm.
They find each other, realize that they have this magical power, and start to rob banks.
There you go.
Insanity ensues.
There you go. It's like, we'll have sex real quick, orgasm.
Time stops, let's rob some banks.
Let's rob a bank.
Yep.
Genius!
Good stuff.
Genius. What's that one called again?
Sex Criminals.
Sex Criminals.
Yeah, it doesn't have the greatest title. Because when I think sex criminal, I'm thinking some pretty awful shit.
Yeah,
not sex criminals, you're thinking Catholic, sex criminals.
Catholic Church type stuff.
Exactly.
That's what you're thinking. I get it. Yeah. They could have worked a little harder on the title there.
Whatever.
So is that it?
Yep, that's it.
So, interesting stuff going on. And man, I tell you, I wouldn't know anything about all that. If it wasn't for you, thank you. Because there is definitely some interesting stuff. Both video games, like the Telltale stuff sounds interesting to me.
It's really...
All of the comic books sound interesting.
Those Telltale games, anytime you want to play them, I have
them
on
the Xbox.
They're
all over there. You know me, Drew.
I know you.
You know I like playing the video games. I've spent many an hour playing them. Just that, you know, since some guy decided to start a website...
And a podcast
and work on another podcast and sometimes work on other podcasts.
You really don't have so much time.
Doesn't have so much time to be. I wish. Okay, you know what? I'm not going to go through the international events point by point because I wanted the show to be less than an hour. We're at almost an hour 5.
All right.
So
less than an hour out the window.
So here we go. Yeah, exactly. I'm terrible at this hosting thing. I don't know why someone hasn't stopped me yet. I'm going to fly through the international events and then we'll get to the uplifting RIPs and we'll be out of here. January is when ISIS took over in Iraq. I mean, that shit was building up right away. January 3rd, ISIS, boom.
Still
they took control
on.
Of Fallujah. And then they only took more and more control since then. recently they've been beaten back a bit because now we got U.S. airstrikes coupled with Iraqi troops and, like, you know, some of the U.S. allies.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a bunch of American special forces out there.
And
British special forces.
The British, absolutely.
And all sorts of mercenaries out there tearing shit up.
They're starting to beat them back. Peshmerga is a huge one. Peshmerga is a big one where stuff happened over there. I'm just telling you, y'all. Fallujah.
Research Department.
January 7th. This is to be noted, right? So remember, we're talking about all the stuff in America, and it was like same-sex marriage legal. Same-sex marriage legal. You know what wasn't on my list? Because it just happened within the last week. Supreme Court turned down the Florida appeal. Followed by that horrible, horrible person, Attorney General Pam Bondi.
Yeah, she's a cunt.
She's horrible. Thrice divorced, yet gay people can't get married.
Yeah, right?
Maybe she
should just find a chick and be happy.
For real? Find a chick, smoke a joint, and just be happy, Pam Bondi. We just want you to be happy. Overturned, banned, whatever. As of January 6th, I think, is the official date now. Same-sex marriage will be legal in Florida. We can finally add ourselves to the growing list. We're no longer on now the minority list of states banning same-sex marriage.
I'm just glad that Florida wasn't the last.
Yes, right?
Because we totally could have been.
It would have been a possibility with the way the state works, like, and the money that
it's
works.
It's so awful.
It's crazy enough. We came so close to weed.
Yeah, we came really close.
2%. Within 2%.
Really close.
They would have found a way to fuck that
up. Of course they would have.
So while all that's going on in America, yay America, you know, red, white, and blue, January 7th, Nigerian president, Goodluck Jonathan, great name, he's an asshole, he signed into law a bill banning same-sex marriage and imposing other punishments on gay and lesbian people.
Mm-hmm.
So they rolled back human rights in Nigeria. Now, of course, you don't think of Africa as, like, being the bastion of human rights.
Yeah, no.
But still, it sucks to see... progressive strides of recent years, just like with a dash of a pen on a piece of paper, boom, gone.
Well, that's the way it works in government.
There's this one dude, there's an American guy who for years he was trafficking in this country and, you know, down with gays, down with gay marriage. Not just down with gay marriage, like gays are bad, gays are going to hell, gays are evil, stuff like that, right?
Let me guess, he's gay.
Most likely, right? He's just fighting it. He, you know, as we've become more tolerant in this country, his rhetoric has become inexcusable, and he's found less of an audience here in America.
So let me guess, he went to Africa.
He went to fucking Africa, and he's on TV over there. Like, here is this great expert that knows everything about what you need to know, and he's like, gays are bad. And they're like, shit, we need to sign this into a fucking law, because this guy said so. So whoever that guy is, I forgot, I wish I knew his name, because he's an evil dude and needs to be... called as such at all times.
I can't wait for the purge.
Also, yeah, right? He's a prime candidate.
He's on my purge list.
February 24th, President Yoweri Museveni of Uganda signs a law that imposes sentences of 14 years to life for homosexual acts.
Uh-huh. So. Sounds about right.
Meanwhile, February 7th to 23rd. Remember this, Drew? The 22nd Winter Olympics take place in...
Sochi,
that Russia.
That was lame.
It was pretty ridiculous. The best part of it was on Twitter... them documenting the unfinished hotel rooms.
Yep.
The stray dogs and all that crazy shit.
And homeboy with the pink eye.
That's right. Bob Costas is crazy pink eye.
The whole time.
That was insane. And then he announced, like, he put out they said later what it was. It was a bad reaction to Botox.
Mm-hmm.
He Botoxed his face right before, because, you know, I'm going to be on TV for 2 weeks. I got to look my best. Botox, pink eye, crazy. And then he tried to tough it out for 2 days, and he was talking, and people were just, like, looking at his face like, what's wrong with Bob Costas' face? Those Russian pillows gave him eye herpes. February 17th. UN Commission of Inquiry on Human Rights publishes a report on widespread human rights abuses in North Korea, just to hammer home the point that they're a bunch of shitbags.
Yep.
The government. I mean, not the people of North Korea. They don't. Those poor people. No, not any better, man. You ever see pictures of, like there's that one now awesome picture of Kim Jong-un, like, hitting a lever and all this lubricant is pouring into a machine.
It's at the lube factory.
Yeah, it's at the lube factory. And he's like... he's making this stupid fat face. Ooh, he's so happy. And then the guy next to him is this old dude incredibly, like, stereotypically skinny, dressed in the gray drab, and he's standing there with his arms down, just, like, as sad as can fucking be.
That's what happens when you live in a totalitarian regime.
And that was a picture they released. Yeah. They allowed that one to go out.
That was the best one they had.
That's the closest they could get that dude to smile yep. on camera. Standing next to that fucking...
Hey, you're just lucky they took the chains off him for the picture.
For real, right? Probably. They gave him clothing.
Yeah.
Wear this.
Exactly.
All right, now take it off. We're going to burn it. Because you got your pore all over yep. it. There, fuck. Yeah, we'll make you burn it, you fucking pore. Son of a bitch. I'll just throw it out there in one sentence. Democracy protests in Hong Kong ramping up this year. You see yep. any of that shit?
Yep.
That started a little later in the year, but
the
pictures have been insane.
The protesters, I guess the government turned off the Wi-Fi at one point in time, and then the protesters to message each other, they found some sort of Bluetooth application.
Oh, geniuses.
So,
awesome.
A certain radius.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
it spread the message that way. That's awesome. That's fantastic. Good for them. One of my favorite pictures of the year is a picture of just a street, a square, whatever, just filled with people, and in the middle of it is a huge, like, 20 by 20 foot banner or blanket all these people are holding up together, and it says, "They can't kill us all."
Yeah.
Which is so true. We yeah. outnumber them.
We do.
People remember that. We outnumber them. 1 versus 99%.
The government should be afraid of us, not the other way around.
That's the way it is. That's the way it should be. Ugh. V for Vendetta. People, watch V for Vendetta this Christmas. Legion Flight 370, remember that one? Thing just fucking disappeared. It just disappeared.
For a while.
No, they still haven't found it. It's disappeared still. Malaysian Flight 370. It went aliens. Off the radar. They never found it.
Maybe they flew to space.
They flew into space. The aliens took them into space.
They did a preemptive strike. Because eventually the dolphins are all going to fly away too.
Oh yeah, that's true. Maybe they knew.
They're going to say so long.
Maybe those,
for all the fish.
Maybe those pilots knew something. Yeah. And then remember later in the year.
Or maybe they went into a wormhole like... Langlier style, and got eaten by giant razor-toothed meatballs.
Starring Bronson Pinchot from Perfect Strangers.
So bad.
And then, I watched hell of that shit, too, because I love Stephen King. I watched the whole thing. I even liked it because I was a kid. I was like, fuck it. I like this.
But I thought it was okay. I made fun of those giant sawtooth meatballs
the entire time. The worst looking things ever. But you know what? That's how they're described in the short story. So.
Sawtooth meatballs?
Not necessarily meatballs, but that's how they describe giant balls. July 17, Malaysian Airlines Flight 17 crashes in eastern Ukraine after the rebels shot it down, thinking yep. it was like a military plane or some shit.
Oopsie.
And then they're like, oh shit.
It wasn't us.
And then those motherfuckers, those Ukrainian rebel motherfuckers, they looted the bodies, all the corpses. They took all the valuables, and then they held it all ransom. Before they would let investigators in, the government in, anyone, whoever had to claim everything.
Yeah.
Fucking assholes. Opportunistic. Sons of bitches. So yeah, the Ukraine thing went down, plus Crimea being annexed by Russia, right? Which
yeah.
is, for them, that's more of a strategic point type of thing.
It's about
because
oil.
It's all the oil stuff there. I was just so much shit was going on, dude. It's fucking...
depressing.
Ebola outbreak in Guinea is where it started in March.
Yeah,
Boko Haram took the 270 girls. 270 girls Boko Haram took in April.
Yeah.
South Korean ferry capsized in April. Remember that? Killed
yes.
294 people. Not on this list. Is it on this list? That school that just got shot up in Pakistan? Yeah, December 16th. Ooh, let me just give this to you in order. December 15th, Sydney, Australia, Iranian immigrant takes a number of hostages at a chocolate cafe. That just happened last week.
Sweet.
After a 16-hour standoff with police, they storm the cafe, shoot out crazy, two hostages killed, as well as the gunman. The very next day, Taliban gunmen attacked the Army Public School and Degree College at Peshawar, Pakistan. 145 people are killed. Most of them are children, like 13 years of age and under.
Yeah.
Just fucking horrible. December 17th. Cuba releases American contractor Alan Gross. Cuban-U.S. relations thaw. Many people are excited. Some old Cuban people are pissed off about it.
We'll see what happens.
Oh, I'm very interested to see what happens. You know, I think it's a good thing that all that shit finally happened. Cuban pregos. Pregos? Who's Prego in Cuba? Someone's Prego in Cuba? This guy's looking at me like someone's Prego in Cuba, and I should know.
I don't know.
Someone's pregnant in Cuba, Drew.
Really?
Yeah, it was an exchange. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, right. When he got home, his wife was already 6 months pregnant, showing
huge. Oh.
How this happened?
Because she is a cheating bitch.
No. No. Because America didn't think the talks were going to go through. He gave the guy in jail a chance to donate his sperm to his wife in Cuba, who thought he was going to die in jail.
Oh, okay. So they
assimilated, but it was all through back channels, and now the Republicans are on the board.
So part of the thing was this guy over here, he's saying that, because these negotiations were going on for like 10, 12 months, something like that. Yeah. It was going on for a while, 18 months. So part of it was, hey, we need to get this guy's sperm to his old lady so she can get pregnant. And then they let that happen. It was already going on in the background, but they got the guy released anyway because of the exchange. What I'm more concerned about, the old Cuban people in Miami who are all pissed off about, you know, they're all like, they're like, the horrors. Well, yeah, but that sounds interesting. That's a crazy story there. Maybe the government's got to make things happen. Got to make a proliferate that life, you know. There you go. That makes sense. So I'm just looking for. I want to go to Havana and get me a sandwich. In Cuba, they just call Cuban sandwiches sandwiches.
Yes,
I can just walk in the place and they give me a sandwich, and they'll give me a Cuban sandwich.
Hey, you want to talk about the next third world country that's about to be exploited?
Boom! Oh well, they're going to quickly become second world. Pure...
it's just because it's going to be a tourist trap.
Just proximity.
Dude, it's going to be...
It's going to be like Puerto Rico, where there's going to be some great cities, and there's going to be a lot of people there and money coming in.
And everywhere else
But then there's
crime.
Also going to be a lot of corruption.
And crime.
And packs of stray dogs and like 16% unemployment rates. And
sounds about right.
Puerto Rico is kind of a shithole right now. But. All that the ISIS shit got crazy with the... James Foley was killed, and they put that shit on YouTube. That wasn't cool. U.S. journalist Stephen Sotloff was killed. They put that on YouTube. British aid worker David Haynes.
Yeah, people shouldn't die on YouTube.
No, especially when it's for religious reasons. And then, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Screw you, Pam Bondi. Who died in 2014, Drew?
Everybody.
Let's talk about that shit. Probably the biggest death of the year in terms of entertainment and whatnot would be Robin Williams, right?
Yes,
that was a big deal when that happened.
That was awful.
People were absolutely, absolutely shocked.
Well, because he offed himself,
and you know the circumstances around that too. It turns out that he was recently diagnosed with Parkinson's. There's also this thing about how he had a heart surgery recently, and you know that's really scary. That changes a person's chemical makeup. And that could have caused some, you know, more suicidal thoughts. It's sad.
Yeah, it is.
Joan Rivers died, which is a total bummer.
Sad as well.
Total bummer because...
She was a funny lady.
Super funny lady. I mean, she still had it. She still had people, like groups of people getting pissed off at her because of the shit she said. Most recent thing she said that pissed people off was when she was talking about someone's apartment or something. And like how it was like really cramped, really small. And she was like... Remember the three girls that were in the Ariel Castro house in Cleveland?
Yes.
And he had them kidnapped for like 10 years?
Mm-hmm.
She was like, those three girls in Cleveland had more room than they did in this apartment. And people flipped out. Like, what are you saying, Joan Rivers?
Because she's a bitch.
And you know what? She was so awesome. She never apologized for that shit.
No,
she was
of
like,
course not. That's the way she rolled.
She was like, I've been doing this for fucking years, people. If you can't get with it now, fuck off.
Yeah.
And then unfortunately, she died from a horrible malpractice incident. Where she was getting some like a throat thing or something or whatever, and it would have been one thing if she had just died natural causes because she is an older lady. She was an older lady, but no, it was a it was bad doctoring.
Good.
Bad doctoring is what did it, and that makes me mad because she still had it. Harold Ramis, Egon from the Ghostbusters,
yes,
he passed. Mike Nichols, film director, great filmmaker, passed. Philip Seymour Hoffman,
gone.
Bummer. It's between that and Joan Rivers for me for biggest bummer of the year. Because again, that one, he was a younger guy, a drug overdose. You never like seeing people going out like that.
Nope.
You know? Yeah. And you know he had the support system too, and the help was there for him if he needed it. So it sucks.
Poor guy.
Sometimes your addictions, your demons take a hold of you. Lauren Bacall, I list under the group of people who died this year that I thought was already dead.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well.
You know? But you ever see any old Lauren Bacall movies? Like, if you watch The Big Sleep, Back in the Day, Lauren Bacall, which looks amazing, with Humphrey Bogart.
If you say so.
Jan Hooks from SNL, Coneheads.
Yeah.
Yep, she passed. The lady who played Alice on the Brady Bunch.
Gone.
I don't even know her name. I didn't write it down. I just wrote Alice from the Brady Bunch.
Dead.
On her obituary thing, they had a picture of her as Alice.
Oh, poor lady.
That sucks for her. Casey Kasem died.
Yeah, he did. That was a terrible thing, too.
And his ending was very ignoble, the way the family was fighting over everything. James Garner, Maverick. Damn shame there. Again, here's another one I chalk up under. I thought she was dead already. Shirley Temple.
Yeah.
And then that's another one where they show the obituary. It's a picture of her when she was like 4 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or six or whenever she was on. Richard Attenborough.
Yeah.
Who most people know as the old guy who says, "Welcome to Jurassic Park."
Yes.
Pete Seeger. Musician, old musician, again, thought he was dead. Dave Brocky from GWAR, bummer, yeah. Bummer.
Murderous Among Us.
But the new singer that GWAR got though is pretty awesome.
Yep, it's a chick.
It's a chick. What's her name? She has a crazy name.
Something awful and sexual, probably.
Mickey Rooney, he should have died a long time ago.
Didn't.
But he just died this year. Jolly as ever. Maya Angelou. That got a lot of people.
I thought she was already dead.
That bummed some people out.
I thought she was already dead.
Eli Wallach.
Don't
another
name.
Another guy who should have been dead. The Good Man, the Ugly.
Okay.
He was the ugly.
Gotcha.
He was the little guy. He was too good. Yeah. Peaches Geldof. English TV personality, model, daughter of Bob Geldof.
You say so.
And she had herself a little overdose.
It happens.
Good job. James Rebhorn.
James Rebhorn.
Everyone knows James Rebhorn. You know James Rebhorn, Drew.
If you say so.
The Game. The movie. The Game.
Yeah.
Okay. The guy who's the head of the interview when Michael Douglas goes into the corporation. The tall guy. Dude. The bald guy. Yeah. James Rebhorn.
Oh, okay.
That guy was in everything.
Yeah, he was.
He's dead. And finally, it's a me, Mario, Bob Hoskins.
Poor guy.
Poor guy. He was suffering from Alzheimer's there at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then he passed away. So there you go, guys. A bunch of bummers. So that brings us to the end of CCN for December 2014. Thanks for downloading. Thanks for listening. We really appreciate it, guys. Drewster Cogburn, where can people find you on the interwebs?
At Antara419, all over the place.
All over the damn place. He's on that Snapchat. Ladies, Snapchat your titties to him.
I still don't understand how that fucking shit works.
He still doesn't understand it. Ladies, someone show him how to Snapchat properly by sending him your breasts. I promise he won't share them with me. Also, hit him up on Twitter and all the other good stuff and Instagram. Hit up the show on Instagram at Cinema Crespediso. Follow us on Facebook at Cinema Crespediso. Hit us up on Twitter at Crespediso. You can always email the show, cinemacrespediso@gmail.com, chriscrespo.com. You can go there for your movie reviews, Netflix Instant Picks of the Week. There's the blog there where I'm talking about like movie trailers and stuff and things like that. Oh, and check out... I don't think it's up yet. It may be by the time you hear this, episode 91 of the Talking Rubbish podcast with Eric and Stacy. I gave them a call in. They're a podcast based out of Chicago or Wisconsin or something like that. I don't know. I called them up recently and we talked about 15 minutes about like the Sony hack and the interview and all that stuff. So check that out. That was a good times. Again, episode 102 with SBK. We just did it. Our Christmas episode. Download that. Episode 103 coming out this weekend. Speaking of SBK, check out episode 124 of SBK Live. Maybe out by now. I'm going to be on that one. It's going to be me, Kevin, and I think Angel. We'll see. It should be out by the time you hear this, actually, now that I'm thinking about it. So thanks for downloading. Rate us and review us on iTunes, on Stitcher. Killing some time here. I got about a minute and a half left in this outro song, and Drewster walked away. But it's cool. You know what? I'll just cut it off anyway. So, thanks, guys. We appreciate it. You guys are the best. I'm at 13% remaining battery here. That's a bummer. Oh, I got an email. I'll worry about that later. All right, guys. Right here.